This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Today in Climate Connections, NPR's year-long series with National Geographic, we look at the rampant construction on Spain's Mediterranean coast. In the last few decades, its once pristine beaches have become the sites of high-rise hotels and blocks of condos. Environmentalists say the development upsets the ecological balance, and they're especially alarmed by construction in arid regions. Jerome Sokolowski went to the coastal province of Almería and sent this report.
As you drive through the desert on the way to the coast of Almería, a wall of concrete begins to rise on the horizon. These are the new developments of hotels and condos that have sprung up along the Mediterranean shore.
This is a three-bed, two-bath, ground-floor apartment. Come on in.
Developer Philip Bowers shows a condo in a sprawling development here in the desert town of Vera. The cookie-cutter row homes resemble cortijos, or Andalusian farmhouses. Whitewashed walls glint in the sunshine. In the backyards, private jacuzzis and swimming pools are being built, even though there are also large communal pools.
This place will have more swimming pools than we know what to do with. And because we have 12 to 14 days of rain a year, this province of Almería is self-sufficient in water, mainly through desalination.
Only a decade ago, Almería's arid climate didn't allow the seemingly endless skyline of hotels and apartments that have overtaken other parts of the Mediterranean coast. But a few years ago, under pressure from farmers, the government built seawater desalination plants that made inland Almería Europe's tomato garden. Those desalination plants, powered by burning fossil fuels, are now turning the coastline of Almería into one big construction site. Immigrants from Africa are building retirement villages with lush gardens that are being sold to another kind of immigrant, Britons, Germans, and Scandinavians fleeing their dark and dreary winters. Arturo González Aispiri is the Secretary General for Climate Change at the Environment Ministry in Madrid. Yes, I won't deny it. We are greatly concerned by the excessive urban development on our coast, he says. Gonzalo says strict environmental regulations will apply to future developments, and a special prosecutor has been appointed to enforce them. But the pressure of development is relentless. Tourism is one of Spain's biggest industries, and this part of the Mediterranean coast is booming. Ecologists say the coastal development is putting a strain on the region's delicate semi-arid environment. They say there are already signs that plant species are being harmed and that the ecological balance has been disrupted, with unforeseen consequences like a series of jellyfish invasions along the beaches. Martín Berbel of the Spanish group Ecologists in Action says that if Europeans are going to preach to the rest of the world about climate change, they should stop their vacation real estate buying frenzy. They're like predatory real estate speculators going from one place to another, he says. Now it's the Spanish Mediterranean shore. In a year it will be Croatia, then Morocco and North Africa. At least for now, Spain is still the place to go, especially if you want year-round golf. Hundreds of new golf courses have opened in southern Spain in the last decade. Here in Almería, developers are planning dozens more. But lately, the authorities have become more stringent with permits. The Desert Springs Golf Club up the road from Vera is one of a few that has gotten a passing grade from environmentalists. The fairways and the greens are green, of course, but at least they're irrigated with recycled water. Freddie Beams has owned one of the condos here since Desert Springs opened 7 years ago. He enthusiastically points out the ducks and sparrows around the pond by the 14th hole. As he speaks, bulldozers are clearing more land on the edge of the golf course.
We have been able to provide a fantastic area for wildlife to come to that would not have been here in the past. We don't use any insecticides as an environmental operation. This is like the Garden of Eden.
That may be an overstatement. The golf course itself is lush and green, but the surrounding landscape is mostly aloe and cactus. Many scientists say Almería will only get hotter and drier as a result of global warming. So Europeans looking for a golfing paradise on the Spanish Mediterranean coast may soon have to start concentrating on their bunker shots. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Almería Province, Spain.